The state's Higher Education Services Corporation was directed by Governor Cuomo Wednesday to expand eligibility for merit, opening free tuition and board at public colleges and universities to families of military who have been killed in any duties, not just in combat zones, as well as military who have been permanently disabled or have gone missing in action. State Senator Robert Ort, a North Tonawanda Republican, says he oftentimes disagrees with the governor but welcomes this move, although he adds that the governor and legislative Democrats are perhaps acting in response to public backlash, approving $27 million to allow free tuitions for families of undocumented residents, while bills supporting free tuitions for Gold Star families stalled in the Senate and Assembly.
I think he saw the press and I think, quite frankly, saw that this was bad. This was the wrong thing from a policy perspective. And I always say, you know, bad policy is bad politics and good policy is good politics. And you don't really need to defend good policy, in my view, as much as you have to defend bad policy. And this was it was the wrong move for our families, for our veterans.
Among those stalled bills was one sponsored by Assemblyman Stephen Hawley, a Batavia Republican. He spoke with WBFO before the governor's announcement when a new bill was pending in the state Senate sponsored by Democrat John Brooks of Massapequa. He is simply pleased that majority leaders are opening their support to military families.
It's one of the things I have fought for all of my 13 years in the Assembly. Regardless of why it has not passed my bill, I'll let others talk about that. But in the end, we've been very successful, finally, after 11 years and having this come to the fore and doing the right thing.
Cuomo's order supersedes the proposal by Senator Brooks and takes immediate effect. Ort says the money needed to cover more tuitions is available in the current budget. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.